With a mid-February deadline for getting legislation to President Obama's desk, the measure was the first major item of business following the inauguration in the House Appropriations Committee. At present, it contains $825 billion in spending on infrastructure, transportation, energy, and health care, among other things, with $275 billion of that in tax cuts. House Democratic leaders envision passage by the end of this month, followed by consideration in the Senate. Minority Republicans say they have no differences with President Obama or Democrats on the need for quick action, but they have renewed complaints about what they call tax and spending policies that will not help the economy. House Minority Leader John Boehner appeared with Republican Caucus Chairman Mike Pence.
It's clear that doesn't create the jobs or preserve the jobs that need to happen.
There's a clear conflict of visions between the two.
The House Appropriations Chairman, Democrat David Obie, responded to concerns voiced by Republican Jerry Lewis.
Let's try to be honest with one another. All of this spending is placing a tremendous burden of debt on present and future generations.
The fact is, when the economy is collapsing, we have no choice but to either stimulate consumer demand or see the economy fall further into the abyss. And if it does, we will have deficits far larger than the deficits we have today.
The recovery package also featured in the Senate confirmation hearing for Timothy Geithner, President Obama's nominee to be Treasury Secretary. Senator John Kerry, a Democrat, voiced concerns about the economic plan.
As it is currently proposed, the House package and the investment package, I fear, stand a good chance of simply being wasted and of not having the impact that we want our overall economic recovery package to have because the system underneath it is broken.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, who supported Geithner's nomination, delivered this chilling message about the economy.
The financial system is broken. It's a serious obstacle to recovery. There's no escape from the imperative need for the federal government to come to the rescue, to right the economic and financial ship of state.
Dealing with the crisis, Volcker added, will require federal government spending in the form of regular budgetary commitments, various credit and insurance guarantees of several trillion dollars over time. For his part, Geithner urged rapid enactment of the recovery measure.
The ultimate cost of this crisis will be greater if we do not act with sufficient strength now.
Geithner says Senate approval before President Obama's inauguration of the $350 billion second half of the Financial Institution Rescue Plan will help. But he added that other steps must accompany economic stimulus to address the U.S. housing and mortgage crisis and financial reforms to correct what Geithner called a system that was shown to be unfair and unjust. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.